This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to whose voices are included in official surveys of the U.S. economy. Many government reports exclude data on American Indian and Alaska Native people, even though the data exists. This includes a Federal Reserve annual report, the Survey of Household Economics and Decision Making, acronym SHED. But a new analysis from the Minneapolis Fed's Center for Indian Country Development is looking to fill the gap. Here's Marketplace's Savannah Marr.
The Fed says random sampling in the SHED survey doesn't capture enough Native respondents to compare to other groups. So the Center for Indian Country Development pooled 9 years of unpublished SHED data and found
Native-identifying households are less likely to report doing at least okay financially.
Data director Vanessa Palmer says they're a third less likely than other households to say they have the cash to cover a $400 emergency bill. But that unburied data has limitations, says Robert Maxim with the Brookings Institution.
Over 60% of American Indians, Alaska Native, are multiracial.
That means that in many federal surveys, Maxim says Native respondents are getting lost in the two or more races category. So when it comes to Native consumers and tribal economies,
you don't have the full picture of what that looks like.
Maxim says the government could get more clarity by oversampling Native people and empowering tribal nations to gather their own economic data. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.